The prophet Ezekiel says this morning, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. So does this mean that all Catholics are going to end up living in the land of Israel? Or who is this addressed to? Well, this is addressed to a group of people that had become exiles. You see, Moses led the people out of Egypt and into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey in abundance. But the problem was they kept disobeying God, falling away from God. And so God would send various groups of people, various nations to conquer them as kind of a discipline or to reorient them back towards God. Many of the nations who did conquer the Israelites figured out that, well, if we just conquer them and occupy their land, they're eventually going to rise up against us, and that's not good. And so a very smart king named Nebuchadnezzar came in and actually deported all of the Israelites away to Babylon. And that's the context in which these words are spoken from the prophet Ezekiel this morning. O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Now, not only had people died in the process of Babylon conquering Israel, people had lost loved ones, but they had lost their whole livelihood, their homes, their jobs, even loved ones, been separated from their kin. And so these words that he will open your graves is not just their physical graves, certainly for those who have died, but also those graves that exist right inside our hearts. You see, a grave is where death tends to reign. And we each have them. We each have graves in our lives. Places where death or destruction or anything that is against life reigns in us. It could be a particular sin that causes us death, a past hurt, a feeling, a past wrong that somebody has done to us, anger. But all of us have it, tend to have it. Death reigning somewhere in our lives. And so Jesus also says these words to you today through the prophet Ezekiel. O my people, that's you. I will open your graves and have you rise from them. But we must first admit those places where we experience death inside of us. A grave is also some place that we tend to visit. I remember my best friend in high school died our freshman year of college. His name was Michael. He had cancer, first found in his spine, and then moved throughout him over the next year and a half. And I remember when he first passed away, I would drive over to Resurrection Cemetery, and his grave is right below a big tree. And I'd sit under that tree and just talk to him for however long I felt like it. Tell him how I felt and what was going on since I couldn't really talk to him like I used to. Over time, I'd stop visiting his grave as often. I still do today. When I go out to Resurrection, I like to visit his grave and my grandmother's and my own. I actually have a headstone out there. I get a lot of questions from people about that. You see, a grave is something we tend to visit. We visit that which has passed. But it can be healthy or it can be unhealthy. My visits to Michael's grave were very healthy, therapeutic even, and still are today, as they are for many of you who have lost a loved one. But many of us revisit the past in unhealthy ways. Whether it is a death in our past, or holding on to something from our past, or past sins, we tend to revisit those graves over and over and over in unhealthy ways. Now, please hear me rightly. It can be very healthy to go visit the grave of a loved one, to pray, to talk it out. But there are many graves in our lives, whether it be the death of someone, somebody who has hurt us, our anger or our sin, that we revisit over and over. And what does Ezekiel say to you today? Oh, my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. And I want to encourage you today to rise above those things that you keep revisiting in your past in an unhealthy way. You see, God wants to give you life. He wants to bring you back to Israel. And no, we're not all going to end up living in Israel, although I'm not going to complain if that's where God wants to settle us when he raises us from the dead. But Israel is rather the symbolic place as of the promised land. Remember, a land flowing with milk and honey, a place where things were made easy, where they weren't hard, where they weren't always difficult, or we weren't constantly being attacked. A place of life and a place of abundance. You know, when I was praying with this idea of where is this place of abundance, can it even be found this side of heaven? And you know, the first thing that came to me was when we were kids. Now, some of us had easier childhoods than others, admittedly. But I think all of us can think of a time and a place in our childhood when we felt things were a lot easier, a lot simpler, a lot less complicated, and where we didn't really have to deal with death. I remember when I was a kid, some favorite memories in the summers. I remember this happening last summer over at the rectory. In the summers, my parents would have the battle over the thermostat. Many of your parents have the same battle. Just like mom and dad tend to be either a spender or a saver, you have the same thing when it comes to air conditioning. Mom, well, she was the spender, but dad was the saver, like about 85. Now, on a really hot day, when you got a 100-degree day out, you could see that inch up even further. And so dad would be away at work, and mom would turn on the air conditioning. And I remember going and laying down with my face right next to the vent and just feeling that cool air wash over my hot body. And I would fall asleep there, wake up with a numb face, but at least it was cool. And I don't know why, but last summer I came in from working outside here on our grounds, and I decided to just lay down in my room and put my face right next to that vent. And it reminded me that there are places where that simplicity and that abundance exist. There are places where life does exist and death does not reign. And it could be as simple as something you experienced as a kid. I want to encourage you this weekend, especially today, being the Lord's Day, being Sunday, to perhaps find something in your family that will bring that experience of life back. Maybe it's going and throwing the breaker to the whole house and just listening to the rain come down, lighting some candles and pretending the power's out. Maybe it's going and buying some bananas and some ice cream and chocolate syrup and making banana splits. Maybe it's playing a board game together as a family. But do something that reminds you that this life does not have to be dominated by our graves, but rather by our life. I asked you a couple weeks ago, how is your Lent going? How did you answer then? How would you answer today? it's not too late to have a good Lent. And I want to encourage you this weekend to first identify, where is death reigning in your life? Where does death have power over you? And decide today to let it reign no more. To let life have power. And second, to stop revisiting the past in unhealthy ways. And lastly, this week, especially today being Sunday, to find something that restores your life. O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel.